Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, as state transportation officials warned, the Mass Pike is slow this morning because of the lane closures in the Alston area. The eastbound lanes backed up to West Newton. Westbound delays begin at Logan Airport, and it's all because of the project to replace the Commonwealth Avenue Bridge. For the latest on the project and the traffic, we're joined by Acting Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver. Thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Deborah. Thank you for having me on.
So are the delays on the Pike pretty much what you expected?
They are. They're pretty much right in line where we were expecting them to be. I think traffic is a little bit lighter than a normal Monday, but again, when you cut the capacity of the turnpike in half, these kind of delays are to be expected.
At this point, though, it's pretty much the height of morning rush hour. Would you say it does appear that people have heeded your warnings?
So far, it does. We're hoping that people are taking other alternate routes of transportation or taking other modes, ideally, or if possible, staying away altogether or shifting their schedule around. I mean, there's a lot of different options you can do to try to lessen the congestion. And so far, so good. I think people are taking some of our advice, and we're hoping it stays that way throughout the duration of this project.
Among the things that you did advise people was to use traffic apps. But I imagine that some of those would lead to heavier than usual traffic, say on 128 or in residential areas around Boston as people try to bypass the highway. What have you heard about that?
So we haven't heard of any major diversions yet that have caused any sort of unexpected headaches. Basically, the way that most of these traffic apps work is they're going to route you to the best route possible. Those best routes possible are usually going to be your major roadways. So we're expecting to see a lot more people on, for example, the river roads or on Route 2. But I think for the most part, the kind of routes that people are going to be taking are the standbys. I don't expect that you're going to see a huge amount of local traffic impacts. Those roads are generally not going to be the most efficient way to go. But that being said, we do expect some local impacts just because of the bridge being closed. It's a busy area for local roads, and we're expecting people are going to find their own route right in that area as well.
Mm-hmm. And what about the area around like Kenmore Square, heading into Brookline and Brighton because of the part of Commonwealth Avenue that's shut down? What are you hearing about how that area is affected?
So the traffic right now this morning has been pretty good, but again, we're expecting you could see some local impacts on that area as well. Kenmore Square certainly sees its fair amount of traffic on any regular basis, and we're expecting it to get congested.
So the plan is for half the bridge to be replaced by August 14th. Does it look as if you'll adhere to that deadline?
Correct. So August 14th is our milestone, and so far, so good. We're hitting all our major interim milestones, and we expect to hit that one as well.
So that whole term, Pikeopolypse, right, might not really be, it might be a misnomer, right?
I hope it is, but again, I think people should expect the worst. This is a very tough area to travel through on any given basis, and when you knock the capacity down by half, it's only going to be worse. So I think the takeaway message for everybody is that they need to plan their trip ahead of time, use whatever tools are available to them, and leave themselves plenty of extra time to get to where they're going because they could be in for a long ride.
Okay. Jonathan Gulliver, Acting Highway Administrator with the Massachusetts Department of Transportation. Thanks for being with us this morning.
All right. Thank you, Deb.